KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. High school track and field will continue today. The state track meet at Drake Stadium in Des Moines with day number two. A full day of activities yesterday started off very well for Southwest Iowa as Griswold senior Rebecca Topham had to go to the lead sooner than she wanted, but it really didn't matter to her as she cruised to the 3,000-meter title in Class 1A during yesterday's version of the state track meet.
I feel like I wouldn't catch him that fast, but I caught him sooner than I thought, but I'd rather not catch them so fast, but they went out slower, so it happened.
Topham's winning time of 9 minutes 56.73 seconds was just off the Class 1A record.
I mean, I didn't think I could even get that close. Like, I didn't even think I was going to break 10, but I guess my dad was yelling at me to go for it, and so I did, but I barely missed it.
Topham winning the 3,000 meters in Class 1A. There were a lot of really good performances in Class 1A yesterday. Michelle Mum of Tri-Center placed third. Megan Maskey of Woodbine ran fifth. Also, Alex Flippin of Griswold was 16th. Caitlin Casey of Logan Magnolia, 17th. Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley was 20th. Kenzie Hulsing of Sydney, 21st, and Megan Deist of Audubon was 24th in that final yesterday. In other Class 1A girls action yesterday in the finals, in Class 1A 4x800-meter relay, Underwood placing third. Exira EHK was 17th, Sydney 21st, and Griswold 24th. In the Class 1A 400-meter final, Katie Dukes of Lennox was 6th, and Mackenzie Daffer of Sydney 7th. Jen Neville of Exira EHK placing 13th. In the field events, in the 1A shot put, Megan Anderson of Woodbine won the state title. 39 feet 10 and 3 quarter inches was her best toss. Also, Rachel Long of Guthrie Center was 9th. Also, in the 1A long jump final, Morgan Shearer of West Harrison placed 7th. Rachel Armstrong of Bedford was 10th. Sydney Parker of Exira EHK was 12th. Chelsea Weiss of Stanton placing 15th. Some of the top performances there. Also, in girls' preliminaries yesterday, Fremont Mills qualified their team for the finals in the 1A shuttle hurdle relay. No qualifiers locally in the 100-meter dash. Two qualifiers in the 200-meter dash in 1A, as Kelsey Hurley of Fremont Mills and Aurora Aravalo of Lennox both qualified for the finals in that event after yesterday's action. Also yesterday morning, the boys 1A and 4A action. In boys Class 1A finals, Jake Weber of Boyer Valley placed 8th in the 3,200-meter event. Brandon Seifert of Riverside was 14th. Shane Breheny of Nottoway Valley was 16th in the final. In the 4x800-meter final, Boyer Valley placing 8th, Nottoway Valley 9th, Griswold was 15th. Also in the 400-meter final, Jake Roden of West Harrison placed 8th, Travis Tupper of East Mills was 9th, and Trevor Smith of Logan Magnolia was 10th. Also in the long jump final yesterday, it was Colby Rattenberg of Audubon jumping 22 feet 2 and 3 quarter inches, good for a second place finish in the finals at state yesterday. Sam Warden of Underwood placing 8th. As well in the long jump final. In the 1A shot put final, Zach Cleefoot of Exira EHK had the best performance. It was 19th, though. Well, actually, he was 19th at 44 feet and 5 inches locally. Also in the 4A discus final, Jacob Behrens of Lewis Central won the championship. Colton Tracy of Abraham Lincoln was the runner-up in that event yesterday in Class 4A. Also in some of the 1A preliminaries, Emmett Wheatley of Adair Casey qualified for the finals in the 100-meter dash. He also qualified for the 200-meter dash final. Travis Tupper of East Mills also was a qualifier in the 200-meter dash final after yesterday's action. Also in the shuttle hurdle relay preliminaries in 1A, Underwood and Audubon each have teams that qualified for the finals coming up yet this weekend. Also yesterday in the afternoon session, it was the girls and boys 2A and 3A events. In girls action first, in Class 2A, Alexis Cook of Missouri Valley, a 13th place finish in the 3,000 meters. That was the best effort in 2A. In 3A, Tiffany Williams of Atlantic ran 11 minutes, 11.54 seconds, good for an 11th place finish. Also in the 4x800-meter relay final, Trainer placed 7th in 2A, while Creston had a 4th place finish and Harlan 12th in Class 3A. In the 400-meter final, Kate Walker of Red Hook had the best finish at 10th place. Asia Claver of Harlan was 10th as well in Class 3A. Also in the shot put final, Serena Parker of Shenandoah had a 6th place finish in Class 2A. In the 3A discus final, Lauren Janning of Carroll placing 8th. Also in the 2A long jump final, Callie Calfee of Trainer was 5th and Brooke Beckman of Panorama placing 8th. In the 3A high jump finals, it was Morgan Cullen of Carroll placing 3rd, Molly Dean of Glenwood was 8th, and Brenda Hopkins of Harlan placing 10th. In some of those preliminary events yesterday, There were no qualifiers in the shuttle hurdle relay in girls 2A or 3A in yesterday's activities. The 200-meter prelims also did not produce a qualifier in either 2A or 3A girls. And also in the 100-meter preliminaries, there were no qualifiers 2A or 3A for the finals on the girls' side. Also in boys class 2A, 3A action yesterday, in the finals, it was the 3,200 meters. Josh Sundberg of Red Oak in 2A had a 16th place finish. That was the best locally. Also in the 4x800 meter relay final in 3A, Creston was 5th, while Harlan placed 7th. St. Albert was 9th, and Trainer 22nd in the 2A. Also in the 400 meter finals, Chase Hennon of Panorama placed 2nd in class 2A. Kyle Lorenzen of Missouri Valley had a 5th place finish. In the field events yesterday, in the 2A long jump final, Chase Rupiper of Kemper Catholic had the best finish with a 10th place effort. In the 3A high jump final, a couple of medal winners, Cooper LaRue of Carroll placed 4th, clearing 6 feet 2 inches, while Joey Walker of Atlantic placing 6th overall as he cleared 6 feet yesterday. In the class 2A shot put final, Marcus Boldy of Panorama placing 2nd. Also in the preliminaries yesesterday, in Class 2A and 3A, there were no qualifiers in the boys' 200-meter dash. Also, no qualifiers in the 100-meter dash from yesterday's events. And in the shuttle hurdle relay preliminaries, Panorama qualified for the finals in 2A, while both Glenwood and Carroll qualified their teams for the finals in Class 3A in that event. Now, again, action gets underway at 9 o'clock this morning at Drake Stadium. We'll have live reports all day long for you. 10:45 will be the first report that we'll have for you this morning here on KJAN. Now, also yesterday, girls regional tennis action, Class 1A Region 3 at Boone yesterday. In the doubles final, it was Audrey Falk and Jenna Taylor of Creston winning over Meredith Ocean and Olivia Astarita of Ballard. 6-1 and 6-3 in the final. So the doubles team of Fjok and Taylor advance to the state championships along with Ocean and her partner. Also in Class 2A Region 4 at West Des Moines Valley High School in the singles championship, Abby Bergston of Lewis Central was defeated 6-1 and 6-1 by Chloe Jeffries of West Des Moines Valley in the final, but both will qualify for the state meet. Now, the Class 1A Region 2 meet at Red Oak yesterday was rained out. They'll do that instead now today. Also yesterday in high school girls soccer, it was Atlantic defeating Carroll 5-4. Megan Plambeck scored a couple of goals, while Emily Mitchell, Taylor Jessen, and Sierra Smith each scored a goal to help Atlantic with the victory. Harlan beat Kemper Catholic 5-0. Glenwood over Missouri Valley 10-0. Thomas Jefferson beat Denison by a score of 9-0 yesterday in girls soccer play. Now, in other sports news, Alan Craig drove in the go-ahead run with a two-out double in the seventh inning as the St. Louis Cardinals completed a three-game sweep of Arizona, beating the Diamondbacks 4-2 yesterday. That sweep was the first of a three-game series this season for St. Louis, which has won 7 out of 8. Elsewhere in the National League, Miami beat Philadelphia 4-3. San Francisco, in a 5.5-inning game shortened by rain, ended up 2-2 with Colorado. They'll pick that up later. Pittsburgh and Washington, it was the Pirates winning 3-1. Mets beat the Dodgers 5-3. Atlanta over Milwaukee 5-4. And the Cubs beat the Padres 5-1. In the American League, Texas over Detroit 9-2. Toronto beat Boston 7-2. Tampa Bay in 11 innings 5-2 over Oakland. Cleveland beat Baltimore in 13 innings 8-7. White Sox over the Yankees 3-2, and Seattle beat Houston 3-1. In Pacific Coast League baseball, Iowa Cubs beat Round Rock 7-2. The Omaha Storm Chasers, a 3-2 winner over Nashville. Well, the Royals sent third baseman Mike Moustakas to AAA Omaha Thursday in their latest attempt to break one of their franchise cornerstones out of his prolonged slump. The team announced the move in a brief statement while traveling from Kansas City to Anaheim. The Royals open up a three-game series against the Angels tonight. Utility man Jimmy Paredes was recalled from Omaha in a corresponding move. Moustakas had slowly lost playing time to Danny Valencia. The former number 2 overall draft pick heads to Omaha toting a 152 average with 4 homers and 17 RBIs in 40 games. Moustakas has been the everyday third baseman the past 2 seasons, but he struggled to live up to the expectations. He hit .233 with 12 homers and 42 RBIs just a year ago. Prince Fielder is set to have neck surgery next week, and he'll miss the rest of the season. Texas Rangers general manager John Daniels says that the herniated disc in Fielder's neck has gotten worse. Daniels says the team will get a second opinion, but he expects the diagnosis to be confirmed. Fielder had played in 547 consecutive games, which was then the longest active streak in the majors, before receiving a nerve root block injection Saturday to help treat that problem. Well, the Montreal Canadiens got a goal early in overtime as they pick up a 3-2 win over the New York Rangers to cut the lead to 2-1 in the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals. That also ends the Rangers' 5-game win streak in the postseason. Game 4 in that series is set for Sunday night in New York. Connecticut basketball coach Kevin Ollie has agreed to a $15 million 5-year contract after leading the Huskies to the national championship this year. Ollie has compiled a 52-18 record in his 2 seasons with the Huskies. He took over a team that was banned from the postseason in his first year due to past academic problems. Jimmy Johnson won the pole for Sunday night's Coca-Cola 600. Johnson turned a lap in 194.911 miles per hour at Charlotte Motor Speedway in the third round of NASCAR's knockout qualifying format. That's his first pole of the Sprint Cup season. Johnson has 6 Charlotte victories, including a run of 5 wins in a 6-race stretch from 2003 to 2005. Brad Keselowski will start alongside Johnson on the front row Sunday night in the longest Sprint Cup race of the year. It's the 7th time this season Keselowski will start on the front row. Casey Kane was 3rd, followed by Danica Patrick and Clint Bowyer. And in golf, Dustin Johnson shot a bogey-free 5-under par 65 to take a 1-stroke lead after the first round of the Colonial. Hunter Mahan, Tim Wilkinson, Hunter English are all 1 shot back. Jimmy Walker, a 3-time winner this season, was in the group at 67. Adam Scott shot a 1-over par 71 in the opening round of the Colonial in his first competition since becoming the number 1 ranked golfer in the world earlier this week. That puts Scott 6 shots back of the leader. Joe Durant birdied his final hole for a 6-under 65 and a 1-stroke lead after the first round of the Senior PGA Championship. Dan Forsman, fighting an arthritic left hip, opened with a 66, and Brad Faxon had a 67. Mark Brooks and P.H. Horgan III shot 68, and 2-time Senior PGA winner Jay Haas and Colin Montgomery were among those in the group at 69. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.